This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn. The phrase defund police has become one of the battle cries of protesters across the country since George Floyd was killed in May by Minneapolis police. Floyd's death has sparked a new push for police reform, which many say is decades overdue. The city of Akron, like many cities, is in the early stages of what could add up to significant change for the police department. For 8 minutes and 46 seconds, a Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee into the neck of George Floyd. When it was over, Floyd was dead. Bystanders recorded what was happening on their cell phones. They captured the sound of Floyd's cries of anguish as he was asphyxiated. But they documented something else, too. Their videos revealed a startling absence of empathy by the police.
The end goal is abolition. We are just saying it's time for change, and police scare people more than they protect people.
That's Tyler Bohink of the Akron chapter of Democratic Socialists of America, an organization that believes a just society is governed to meet public needs, not to make profits for a few. The solution, Bohink says, is to redirect all police funding back into social services.
The end goal is no armed military forces coming into communities that they don't live in to, you know, solve problems. It's, you know, reinvesting in social programs, new programs, having city council, you know, meet with community members and have these discussions of where we want, you know, these funds to go. And that should be happening, you know, now.
That debate, whether to defund or restructure police, is playing out across the nation. This past week, Ohio U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown explained what he thinks defunding police means.
It means we start thinking more about training police, about discipline, about making sure that mental health services are available in communities, and some things aren't police work that have kind of been defined that way.
That's on the mind of Akron City Councilman Shamus Malik. He says police are expected to address too many issues that fall outside their expertise.
We have put a burden over the years on police that they not necessarily their focus, things like homelessness, things like nonviolent service calls.
Malik points to a 2011 study of Akron Police conducted by the Police Executive Research Forum, a nonprofit research and policy organization. The study suggested reforms that would have boosted police-community interaction. But Malik says Akron's call volume of more than 230,000 calls a year hinders community interactivity.
I think we know that too big of a social burden has been placed on a department, you know, that honestly ought to, you know, be handled by other forms of services of government and of nonprofits and community.
Akron Police Spokesman Lieutenant Michael Miller has been with Akron Police for more than 20 years. In addition to 12 neighborhood response officers dedicated to community policing, he says Akron patrols already follow a community policing approach.
Getting out of their cars, having face-to-face conversations with citizens, you know, getting to know them and understanding and finding out what the specific need is. But the real focus of community policing is very much what we're still doing on a daily basis, which is how can we collectively help improve this situation?
The department reports police used force last year in one out of about every 1,100 calls. It logged one complaint for every 4,300 calls. That's lower than the national average. Even so, Akron City Council voted to ban police chokeholds and make officers legally responsible for reporting police brutality. Miller says those policies were already in effect.
Any enhancement that would, you know, improve public trust, enhance transparency, you know, is a good thing. But our use of force policy was already progressive in that way.
The conversation around police reform in Akron may be just getting started. Mayor Dan Horgan announced last week that Akron will participate in a police reform support network created by the Ohio Mayor's Alliance. The goal of the network is to enable cities to enact best practices that combat racism and improve police-community relations.
To start, specifically focusing on police reform is paramount to this work and vital to the health of our communities. Our systemic changes are harder to enact if some of our residents don't feel safe.
And Councilman Shamus Malik believes there's an opportunity now for the community and law enforcement to work together on a path forward.
In terms of increased accountability and oversight, I think it's something where, you know, in the next 6 months or so, you would want some concrete steps that we can take.
I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.